Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Many restaurants have been doing much better in recent months because of summer customers, but there's worry fall and winter could derail their comeback. Let's get some details. Doug Roth is here, founder and president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago. Doug, I mean, you're basically talking about a situation in which, what, they're not going to have enough room, especially for the people that want the indoor dining? I mean, what's going to be the challenge here of these colder temps?
Well, I think we see a lot of things right now that we didn't see last year. A couple of them are the fact is that the supply chain at this point is creating some havoc. In addition to that, we're seeing obviously increase in menu prices. And in some cases, we may see reduced visits. But to answer your question more specifically, we'll probably go back to some of the outdoor dining environments that were set up last year. But I think that we're also going to be faced with individuals who may be concerned again about sitting indoors with Delta. And what does that mean as far as my exposure to the virus?
And you've had more restaurants pivot to carry out and delivery. And yet it seems like for some, I'm thinking especially the high-end restaurants, that's just not possible. That's not how people want that kind of a meal.
Really good point. Yes. What's happened is that the majority of restaurants like pizza and pasta and those that really carry well, as we say in the business. But then again, higher end restaurants, think about it. How many restaurants you want to order fish from? That's one that doesn't carry very well. So you do run into that as an issue as well. So there are so many different things that are happening right now that I don't see clear air for some time.
And when it comes to labor, we've talked about how many restaurants are having a tough time hiring enough people. Are they also having to pay more for the people they do have? Is that creating sort of a double challenge for especially the local restaurants?
Yes, actually what's happened with local restaurants and even chain restaurants to some level as well is that you're running into a situation where you just don't have the bodies. And I was at a restaurant recently where normally a station is where is what we call it in the business as far as the server will usually wait on, which is usually 4 to 5 tables. This individual had 10 to 12 tables, and there's just no way that you're going to be able to get the type of service or the type of experience that you're hoping to pay and pay for. And then again, you're also paying more for now, too.
So what can restaurants do here? I mean, is it just crossing their fingers and hoping that things get better? Is there something they can lean on the government to do? I mean, what are their options here?
Well, I think that's the question of the moment. There has been a lot of activity by the Illinois Restaurant Association lobbying the government to provide more intervention again, PPP. To help people stay afloat, because you are having restaurants at this point that are just saying, we just can't make the numbers work. I think that's one place. I think also is trying to control the process, because what's happening is, and it's an old saying that my father said, you can't make your whole year on New Year's Eve. And some people are just trying to cram as many people in on a Saturday night, and it just isn't working. And being able to be, I think the best way is to control and to give people a great experience, maybe not filling the restaurant up as much as you had been in the past.
Thanks so much. Always good to talk with Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality. Still a lot of local restaurants still hurting as they try to rebound.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.